Buenas tardes, buenas noches. On behalf of the San Francisco Immigrant Rights Commission and the Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs, welcome to the 2025 Immigrant Leadership Awards. We are thrilled to be celebrating our immigrant communities this evening. As a reminder, we have Spanish, Cantonese, Filipino, Arabic interpretation. If you or somebody you know needs interpretation, please point them to the back of the table for support. Let's begin with the Ramatush Shaloni land acknowledgement, which we do at every Immigrant Rights Commission meeting. We, the San Francisco Immigrant Rights Commission, acknowledge that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramatush Shaloni, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As indigenous stewards of this land, and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramatush Shaloni have never ceded, nor lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as all the people who reside in the traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramatush community and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. With that, we are delighted that you are here tonight. With all that took place in LA this weekend and the number of activities taking place here in the city, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the moment we are in right now and how important it is for this moment to celebrate each other and recognize the contributions of immigrants in our city. Today, we are coming together to honor the courage, the leadership, and the talents of immigrant leaders in San Francisco, the champions of immigrant rights. We stand with you, and we are here tonight to honor and uplift you. Nobody will take our joy away. Before we get started with the awards program, I would like to invite City Administrator Carmen Chu to the stage.
Thank you so much, Jorge. Let's give a big round of applause to Jorge Rivas. I think, as Jorge mentioned, tonight is about celebrating our immigrant joy, immigrant ingenuity, and our immigrant resilience. I think that Jorge did a great job of acknowledging some of the events that have happened. And I thought very much about the words that I would want to say under this occasion. And the honest truth is that there is no words to express the profound sadness, the disappointment, the anger that we all feel, knowing as a member of our immigrant community, having seen my parents, my family, who have located here, what they might be feeling, what others might be feeling in their day-to-day lives, going to work, going to school, living their lives, is just a moment that is hard to articulate. I think many of you know that feeling in your heart. I ask you to keep that feeling, know that it's an important feeling to have, but also know that we can fight back. And we fight back by celebrating the contributions, by remembering why it is that we are here. We stand strong in our belief that our immigrant communities belong, that our immigrant communities are central to this city, and that we make San Francisco stronger. Never, ever, ever forget how important you are. Thank you so much for being here. Today's awardees exemplify that pioneering spirit, and each awardee has just gone above and beyond to pursue excellence in their chosen field of their work and protecting the rights of our immigrant community, uplifting those around them. I want to thank you in advance for all of the work that you have done, but what I know you will continue to do. We need to be stronger more than ever, seeing everything that is happening in our world today, and I just again want to thank you for what you've done. I want to thank our Immigrant Rights Commission, Chair Souza, and the team at OSEA for all the work they've done to put this important event together, especially in this time. And I just want you to know that under Mayor Lurie's leadership, our city departments have been working very, very close together to make sure that we're coordinating, to make sure our neighborhoods are safe, and to make sure that we continue to remember and uplift our immigrant communities. So I want to thank Mayor Lurie for his leadership, and I'm honored to introduce the mayor and thank him for his leadership and for his partnership.
Good evening. I really, really, truly want to thank you for being here tonight after what I know has been a very tough few days. I know there is a lot of anxiety in this room. I know there is fear in communities across our city. In San Francisco, we support each other. We stand up for each other. We celebrate each other. Those are San Francisco's values. We will not only stand by them, we will continue to make them known. Most of us, including me, do not have to look very far back into our own histories to hold the power of our own stories of immigration. My grandmother, Mima, had the courage to flee Nazi Germany and come to this country. Without her conviction, I certainly wouldn't have the great privilege of standing here today. And without all of you, so much of the rich culture and spirit of San Francisco would be lost. One in three San Franciscans was born outside the United States. Immigrants fuel our economy, enrich our communities, and reflect the global story of this great city. Whether someone comes here to study, to seek safety, to open a small business, or simply build a better life for their children, they belong here. That's what it means to be a welcoming city. That's what it means to be San Francisco. So thank you, truly, for being here tonight. As mayor, my first priority every day is the safety of everyone in San Francisco. Whether you live here, work here, or are visiting here, you deserve to be safe. From arrests to travel restrictions, the tactics being used across the country targeting immigrant communities are meant to instill fear. They make people less likely to work with law enforcement to report crimes and criminals. They make people afraid to go to work or send their kids to school. And they make our city less safe. For decades, our city has had policies that generally prohibit local law enforcement from participating in federal immigration enforcement. Those policies make members of our community feel more comfortable working with police. Our administration is supporting community organizations, investing in immigrant legal services, and continuing to build trust with local law enforcement. Those are my policies. Those are our policies as a city, and they make us all safer. I understand why people are out on the streets. Hundreds of people exercised their fundamental right to protest peacefully yesterday with the protection of SFPD officers. Everyone in this country has a right to make their voice heard peacefully, and our local law enforcement will always protect that right and the rights of everyone in our city to be safe. Tonight, as Jorge said, and I commend, we are here to honor, to lift up, and to provide joy, and thank those doing the work to support and lift up our immigrant communities, not only in times of conflict, but every single day. To all of this year's honorees, thank you. Your dedication is shaping a better San Francisco. You've used your voices as small business owners, as cultural leaders, as young advocates and storytellers to build bridges across communities. Thank you to the Immigrant Rights Commission and the Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs for hosting tonight's celebration. Thank you, Jorge, for your leadership and partnership. And once again, Congratulations to our honorees. You represent the very best of this city. And I am proud to be here. I am proud to stand with you on behalf of the city and county of San Francisco. I am proud to declare that June is Immigrant Heritage Month in San Francisco. Let's keep showing the world what it means to lead with courage and conviction and with heart. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Lurie, for those words and proclaiming June as Immigrant Heritage Month in San Francisco. Give it up a hand, please. We have a very packed agenda, but before I get going with the program, I just really want to acknowledge some folks who are in the room. We have district supervisors who are present. We see Donnie Sauter here. Thanks for being here. Muhammad Mahmoud was in the space right now. I see our assistant recorder, Joaquin Torres, in the room, too. Thank you all very much. I'm trying to scan the room to see who else is here from the Board of Supervisors. And if not, I don't see you. Their staff is also here. Supervisor Jackie Fielder, who provided the certificates today and collected them. Thanks for being here and collecting the certificates for the honorees. There'll be more recognitions in a little bit. But with that, I want to get started with the program. I would like to welcome onto the stage the opening performer, Jeff Pierre, also known as Infinite Jeff. Jeff is a multidisciplinary artist and musician whose work explores the intersection of rhythm, nature, and soul. Rooted in Haitian drumming and driven by spontaneous, intuitive, creative process, Jeff's performances blend ancestral rhythms with modern looping techniques to create immersive, original landscapes. Please give it a warm welcome to Jeff Pierre. Thank you. Give it up for Jeff Pierre again. Thank you. And before we move on with the program, we have one more speaker, our city attorney, David Chu, come up and say a couple of words.
Good evening, San Francisco. I was going to come up and do a drum solo, but after that, just going to let the professionals do it. Is there anyone here who believes in the power of our immigrant community? Thank you for representing the very best of who we are as San Franciscans, as human beings, and as Americans. Like a number of us who are here, if I ever possibly can every year, it is important for me to take part and join this celebration. I would not be here but for my immigrant parents, but for their sacrifice, for their hard work, for their belief in our opportunities. But we all know, as has been said, the time that we are in right now. And as a son of immigrants, as a former immigrant rights attorney, I want you to know, as your city attorney, we are fighting for you. The very first lawsuit that my office brought against the orange-faced person who occupies the White House was to defend the right of those of us who are born here in the United States to call ourselves birthright citizens. And I want you to know, the second lawsuit that our office brought was to ensure that San Francisco will remain a sanctuary city. And I want to tell you, after six lawsuits, where, by the way, we have won in the district court in all six of those lawsuits, we are going to continue to fight. We are going to continue to defend until someday, we will have an occupant of the White House who actually values every person in this room. And someday, that president will know that it is immigrants who built our country, and the future of our country depends on you. So thank you so much for being here. Congratulations, and have a wonderful celebration.
Thank you, City Attorney Chu. Now, there's a lot of people we need to recognize, but I'll start with the consulate generals and their staff who are in the room. I understand that Guatemala is in the room, Ireland, Peru, South Korea, and maybe others that I've missed. So apologies if I did, but please give them a hand for showing up and for staying here tonight. I also want to recognize our department heads and staff who are here. I know there's a few, and if I start naming them all, I'm going to get them wrong. I see, if you can just wave. I see our arts director, cultural director in the back. I see our director of environment in the back as well. If you can stand up and wave, I think I'm going to miss most of you if you didn't RSVP. So. But with that, now I would like to invite all our immigrant rights commissioners to please join us on stage for the introductions. As commissioners make their way up to the stage, I am pleased to introduce the chair and the vice chair of the San Francisco Immigrant Rights Commissioner, the Honorable Chair Sarah Sosa. And Vice Chair Gudrat Chowdhury.
Thank you, Director Rivas. We are pleased to welcome you all tonight for the Immigrant Leadership Awards. The San Francisco Immigrant Rights Commission first held this award ceremony in 2017. As a way to commemorate and celebrate 20 years of the commission. This is our eighth Immigrant Leadership Awards celebration in our 28th year as a commission. Tonight, we are honoring local immigrant leaders and champions of the immigrant community for their courage, leadership, and dedication. We hope that this celebration serves as a reminder of the beauty, strength, resilience, and love our community holds. Now I would like to invite Vice Chair Chaudhry.
Thank you, Chair. For those of you who may not be familiar with the IRC, here's a little bit about us. The Immigrant Rights Commission serves as an advisory body to the Mayor and Board of Supervisors on issues related to the quality of life and civic participation of all immigrants in San Francisco. Our commission meets on the second Monday of the month at 5:30 p.m. All of our meetings are open to the public, and we encourage you all to attend a future meeting or special event.
At this time, we would like to take this opportunity to introduce all of our immigrant rights commissioners. Commissioners, please wave when your name is called. Commissioner Abdu. Commissioner Farah. Acknowledging Commissioner Gein. Our former chair, Canelli. Commissioner Ng. Our former Vice Chair, Paz. Commissioner Ratanabagdi. Commissioner Ruiz. Commissioner Senghor. And Commissioner Wong. Thank you, commissioners, for all your work. And lastly, we would like to give a special thanks. I didn't leave you out. Commissioner Obregon Matzer. And Vice Chair Chaudhry, who served as co-chairs of this wonderful event, and also joining the awards committee were Commissioners Abdu, Farah, Tamakni, and Reese. Thank you all for your work in putting this event together. Let's take a photo and then welcome to return to your seats. Commissioners, thank you again.
Thank you, commissioners. Oops. We'd like to acknowledge that the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, the Office of City Attorney David Chu, and the City Administrator, Carmen Chu, have provided certificates of honor to each of our awardees this evening. They will be receiving these certificates when they are recognized this evening. Now, I will hand it over to one of the co-chairs of my awards committee, co-chair Lucia Obregon Matzer, to take it away and begin the Immigrant Leadership Awards ceremony.
All right. Let's get these awards given, right? Shall we? All right, let's meet our first awardee. Our first recognition is Entrepreneur Leader Award. This award recognizes the leadership of an immigrant-run, owned small business that supports immigrant communities. Tonight, we have the pleasure of recognizing Reem Asil, founder of Reems California. Yes. Rima Seal is a chef, entrepreneur, activist, convener, and award-winning Palestinian-Syrian chef. She works in the intersection of food, community, and social justice. She is the founder of the nationally acclaimed Reims, California, an Arab bakery and restaurant that builds communities across cultures through the warmth, Arab bread, and hospitality. Reims, California just celebrated their 10th anniversary. Before dedicating herself to culinary career, Reims spent over a decade as a community and labor organizing, building the leadership of working class and immigrant communities. She's also working to create a model for restaurants giving ownership to restaurant workers. During the pandemic, her business led an apprenticeship program to prepare her employees for ownership, and she is now working on converting her restaurant to a workers' co-op model. That's right. She most recently started a monthly Sunday supper series to highlight other Bay Area women and BIPOC chefs, from collaborating to Chef Farnan McPherson of Mini Bell Soul Movement to create five-course Black and Arab menu, to hosting a Palapino Filipino-Palestinian fusion dinner. Reims continues to celebrate and uplift communities through food. We are so honored to present this award to Reem Asil. Congratulations.
My son promised me he's not going to distract me.
I just walked around you.
Thank you so much. What an honor. From our very outset, Reem's vision was always believing in the power of food to build strong and resilient community. When we use food for the power of good, we can move mountains. And for Reem's, it wasn't just about providing dignified living wage jobs or nourishing food for all our community, but it was also about creating sanctuary space. I am a child of two generations of refugees, of Palestinian and Syrian immigrants, and I really invoke the virtue of Arab hospitality, which means to create a sense of home at a time when home is a very elusive thing, right? Whether you're a new immigrant who's been forcibly displaced, or a second or third generation resident of the mission that has seen your home change over generations, we wanted to provide that sense of home. And I've been doing that for the last 5 years, co-creating that space with my 100% immigrant or children of immigrant-owned business. And although it's my namesake on that awning, Reims is so much more than just myself. It's my neighbors, my customers, my employees that come from Mexico, Peru, Guatemala, El Salvador, all the way to Palestine. We've been co-creating that space. We did that during the pandemic when immigrants were the ones who were hit the worst. And we created a system of care, of collective care. We're really a testament to what you do when you actually invest in immigrant communities, that actually we can create a community that's far safer, far more standing in their dignity than what we have today. And that is what I continue to do. That's what I'm committed to doing, so that my Palapino son can grow up in a city where all life is valued. Everybody can stand in their dignity and feel that sense of belonging. So thank you so much for this honor. I'm so proud to co-create that in a community here in San Francisco that honors that. And especially right now in a time where our communities are being attacked, sanctuary spaces like Reims are more important than ever. So I invite you all to co-create with me, and thank you so much.
get your award.
Thank you so much. That was very moving. This next award is the first of its kind for the Immigrant Leadership Awards. We are excited to introduce the Arts and Culture Leader Award to you this evening. This award is for an individual or group who makes a positive impact through art while driving the cultural heartbeat of San Francisco's diverse immigrant communities. We are overjoyed to present this first ever Arts and Culture Leader Award to Jethro Bethalinghoog. Jethro Bethalinghoog is a Filipino non-binary multidisciplinary artist and filmmaker dedicated to advancing queer rights and social justice. With a background in digital filmmaking and an MFA in studio arts, Jethro is passionate about storytelling that centers BIPOC and LGBTQI plus voices. As their drag persona, Virginia Please, they create educational TikToks amplifying indigenous, black, and brown queer trans narratives. Jethro's visual art has been featured in the Oaklash Drag Festival and the Trans Aware Art Exhibition. They serve on the boards of the GLBTQ+ Asian Pacific Alliance, the Center for Immigrant Protection, and Oaklash, using their art and activism to build community and inspire change. Congratulations, Jethro.
Hold on, I prepared a speech. Oh my God, I can't find it anymore. Anyways, I dedicate this award to all the families that have been separated and are being separated right now. I know how it feels to be separated from family. I was separated from my family for 18 years, and it was an inhuman experience. To be with family should be a basic human right. But alas, I am here because of my mom, who's here to celebrate me. My mother was a political activist in the Philippines during the Marcos dictatorship. And she was the first person to show me the power of drag as to how it can self-preserve and resist. When my mom was being hunted by the military, she had to camouflage herself. And I watched her put on green eyeshadow, red lipstick, and curl her hair. And looking back, that was the first time I witnessed the power of drag. Thank you, Mom. That's why I'm a drag queen. And my name is Virginia, like hers. But she's the original Virginia. I grew up watching my mom barricading our communities, along with her colleagues, against bulldozers that were trying to demolish our homes. I grew up watching my mom being battered by a baton and dragged through her hair by the military. I am probably not as brave as my mom, and for the longest time, I have been protesting peacefully through my films and my art. And I will continue to do so as much as I can. And I encourage you all to protest peacefully as much as you can. But if push comes to shove, and I have no other choice, I will not hesitate to protect and defend my family and my communities. Are you with me? And I will even do it in full drag. And last but not least, I dedicate this award to all the children in Gaza. Free Palestine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Our next award is the first of the two very impactful grassroots leaders. This award recognizes impactful individuals who have demonstrated extraordinary leadership in our immigrant communities. Tonight, we are recognizing the work of Amy Dai of Chinatown Community Development Center. Amy Dai has dedicated over a decade to grassroots community organizing in San Francisco. It's such an honor to introduce her, working to support low-income immigrant families living in SROs. Housing, often called the best-kept secret of Chinatown. Amy organized 32 families at 2 Emery Lane to successfully fight a mass eviction. She now works at Chinatown Community Development Center, where she works to place SRO families at the heart of civic life and equitable policy making. Amy has helped families secure stable homes, access vital resources, and become civically engaged, especially during critical affordable housing campaigns. Her work centers on uplifting residents' voices, building community power, and advancing housing justice for all, while balancing life as a mother, wife, and a feminist. So congratulations, Amy Dai.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so honored to receive this award. First, I want to thank the Immigrant Rights Commission for giving me this honor. This award is not just for me. I can't do this work alone. So I view this award is for all the people who work together with me. I want to thank Chinatown Community Development Center because you have given me a place to grow. You have always supported me and let me feel welcome. Now, I can give that support back to the people in my community. I also want to thank my husband. Thank you for doing the chores that I had more time to spend making our community better. This award also for people like us who came from SRO and for the year of the hard work behind the SRO family, United Collaborative and the Co-Enforcement Outreach Program. These programs help the family live in safe and healthy home. But now, both programs have lost all their funding. This is a big loss for our community. Now more than ever, we need to speak out and let the mayor and the supervisors know why this program matters. This city needs to hear why we need these programs. To be heard, we must first speak. This is I would like to thank all the immigrant families, organizers, and fans. It is all of your hard work that inspires me. Let's continue to speak for our community and inspire each other. Thank you.
I'm delighted to present our next award, which is Grassroots Leader Award of the Night. This award honors not an individual, but a collective of journalists reporting bilingual news to engage and inform our immigrant community. We are presenting this honor to El Tecolote. El Tecolote is the voice of San Francisco's pueblo, answering questions and reporting news that shape the lives of Latinx people who live or work in the city. Located in the heart of the Mission District, El Tecolote documents and amplifies the community's vibrant role in the city's political, art, and cultural scene. In the 1970s, Professor Juan Gonzalez created La Raza Studies class in San Francisco State University as a way to channel more Latinx people into journalism careers. The final project was to create a bilingual newspaper in English and in Spanish. The first edition of the Tecolote hit the streets on August 24, 1970. Today, El Tecolote continues to expand access to civic and public interest journalism through trusted bilingual platforms, with the core belief that all people, regardless of immigration status or digital access, deserve quality journalism that speaks to them. Congratulations to El Tecolote.
Thank you so much for this incredible honor. I'm Erika, El Tecolote's editor-in-chief. We were supposed to have our entire team up here to accept the awards, but instead they are covering tonight's anti-ICE protest happening in the Mission District. But that's what this work looks like. Every single day now, for the past 55 years, the journalists behind the Tecolote have done the critical and tireless work of informing, uplifting, and defending San Francisco's immigrant communities. And we do that with a lot of care, a lot of love, and a lot of trust. And so especially now, in this time, when obviously we're facing a lot of unprecedented attacks in our communities at both the national and local level. So we don't do this work for awards, but we really do appreciate this incredible honor, so thank you so much.
Hello, everyone. My name is Imelda, and I'm the executive director of Acción Latina, the nonprofit that publishes El Tecolote. Thank you all for the recognition of the work our organization has done and continues to do. our all Latina staff does this work because we love our community, and all of our beginnings started from the sacrifice our immigrant families had to make in order for us to be here. And that is something that we carry with us every day. At a time when we are seeing leaders at all levels backpedaling on their support of immigrant communities, I'm proud to say that El Tecolote is standing firm in our commitment of defending these communities, and always will. Thank you.
Our next award is the Youth Leader Award. This award recognizes a courageous immigrant leader under the age of 35 who has helped or inspired other immigrant youth in their community and beyond. We're excited to present this award to Valeria Suarez. Val is a queer migrant from Lima, Peru. As a longtime immigrant youth organizer and leader, Val has impacted the lives of hundreds of immigrant youth in the San Francisco Bay Area, particularly through their skilled leadership of Dream SF Fellowship Program, where they support, mentor, train, and build immigrant youth leaders to be informed, engaged, and powerful leaders. Over their tenure at the Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs, Val has supervised hundreds of Dream SF Fellows and has cultivated an unmatched sense of belonging for the fellows as well as their families and loved ones. Val has gone above and beyond to build Dream SF into the nationally recognized model that it is, ensuring the program provides meaningful, individualized support and mentorship to every fellow. Val is soon concluding their six-year stint at the Dream SF program as the Dream SF program coordinator and will be pursuing a master's in social work. Thank you for all the incredible work that you do. Please welcome to stage, we have Valeria Suarez.
Everyone, I would like to thank the Academy because this is the closest thing I'll get to an Oscar. So thank you for that. I would like to thank the Immigrant Rights Commission. And I would like to start by thanking a super special person that I believe most people in this room know. I would like to thank Richard Whipple for nominating me. Yes. I would like to thank Rich for nominating me for the past 6 years, despite being told that I am not eligible to let me do this. I don't know what you did, but here we are. You have been not only an ally, but a co-conspirator. I would not be here if you had not given the chance to an antsy 23-year-old Val, who really just wanted to coordinate a program that changed my life and many others. You have opened the door to your office and your home to many more migrants in more ways than anyone in City Hall can even begin to imagine. And for that, I'm grateful. I would like to say I was told to make this speech celebratory and fun, but I'm an organizer, and when you're giving me a mic, I turn it into a call to action. We are witnessing an unprecedented escalation in this emerging militarized state. We have FBI, local sheriffs, and even police and more doing a horrible attack to our migrant communities in LA, and they are soon coming here. The deployment of this is solely a reminder of what this country continues to do and is seeing migrants as anything but human. In this moment, I would like to remind us that not to get lost, that we need to be on the streets. We have given our moderated and peaceful tactics enough time. We have begged for you to recognize our humanity. We have written books. We have done poems, we have done the dance and the shows, and it's still not enough. And for that, I am begging you. This time reminds us that we need boldness. And for that, I am asking all of you to show us the same boldness that every single one of the fellows in my program shows me. Fellows, our program is called Dream SF, so everyone loves to talk about dreamers, and they love to impose their dreams on us. There's a concept about what we do in our program that we are told, I'm constantly told, like, I love that you make your fellows feel like they belong in this country. Well, that's not actually true. Dream SF is a reminder that we do not have to be seen by this state or by this country when we are seen by each other. Dream SF is that reminder that we don't need a 9-digit number in order to be valued, when we are able to remind each other of our value. Fellows, whether you were part of my last 6 cohorts or you were an alumni, if you're in this room, you're a living, breathing reminder of our undocumented resistance and a personal reminder of my hope. You are the reason why I'm here right now, and you should be everyone else's reason to keep fighting. A celebration like this shouldn't come as an excuse to forget about what the genocidal fascist state is doing. I'm calling into this room, not just me, and this award is not just for me and my fellows, but I'm calling in every single person held in detention right now. I am calling in all the bad migrants that have been thrown around the bus every single time. I am calling in Mahmoud Khalil, who's been detained since March and has been held away from his unborn son. I'm calling in David Huerta, who's a union leader who was still, despite the role that he played, was kidnapped by ICE this weekend. This make us remember that the real celebration will come when every single detention center is abolished. The celebration will be when we dance in the rubbles of every single detention center and every single prison, and when every wall and every single border is just a chalk in the sun. And lastly, I would like to remind you all, as an undocumented queer leader in my community, not only is it Immigrant Heritage Month, but it is Pride Month. And above all else, Pride was a riot. So don't police the tactics that have gotten us to these riots, and instead join us. I invite all of you to join me in the mission right after this to protest the assault on California the president is leading by employing the National Guard on our civilians in Los Angeles. Because it started with LA, but they will sure not end there. And let them know that San Francisco is ready. Thank you.
Isn't our community so powerful and beautiful? All right. We're almost there. We got more awards. In our next award, our next two awards are special recognitions. These awards recognize an organization or individual who have gone above and beyond to support immigrants in our community. We are excited to give this special recognition to the San Francisco Rapid Response Network. The San Francisco Rapid Response Network is a 24-hour hotline to connect individuals who have interactions with immigration enforcement with immediate legal support. It is run by a coalition of community nonprofit organizations from the San Francisco Immigrant Legal and Education Network, SF Island, and San Francisco Immigrant Legal Defense Collaborative, SFILDC. Together, this coalition of dispatchers, legal advocates, educators, and grassroots organizing are meeting the moment with a thoughtful model of coordinated community-led services, ensuring that immigrants across San Francisco remain supported and never alone. Congratulations to the San Francisco Rapid Response Network.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Thais Santos, and I'm the program manager for SF Island, which is San Francisco Immigrant Legal and Education Network, and also the San Francisco Rapid Response Network. I would love to speak my mind today, but I'm afraid that I might drop a few tears given the times that we're living in. So I'll limit myself to the speech that I wrote, and I really appreciate all the recognition to our network. I'm also a first-generation immigrant, proud Brazilian, so I feel the deep pain of all the community, of all the immigrant community right now. I would like to start recognizing the deep honor that it's to accept this award on behalf of the San Francisco Rapid Response Network. This is a recognition, it's not just for one group, it belongs to every organizer, legal advocate, dispatcher, and volunteers who work tirelessly to protect and support our immigrant communities in San Francisco. You all make this network a crucial life-saving resource. As we celebrate this award, I also want to take a moment to stand in deep solidarity with immigrant communities across California who are facing escalating and unjust ICE activity. What's happening is wrong, and it's meant to intimidate and isolate, but we refuse to be silent and divided. Rapid response networks across the state are united. We are here to ensure our communities know their rights, feel empowered to stand together, and know they're not alone. Our strength is in our collective action and unwavering care for one another. Thank you for this recognition. Thank you to the Immigrant Rights Commission's DOCA team, all my colleagues that represent both collaboratives here present tonight, to my family that also is my source of strength, and to everyone who continues to show up for our immigrants' communities. This is an award that belongs to all of us. Muito obrigada. Thank you very much.
Our second special recognition award goes to another coalition of community organizations working to ensure that San Francisco's immigrant communities are informed of their rights and how to access resources. We're honored to present this special recognition award to the Language Access Network of San Francisco. The Language Access Network, LANSF, is a coalition of six community-based organizations that work together to provide education on language access to thousands of San Franciscans. They support community members in reporting violations of the Language Access Ordinance, gather quantitative and qualitative data on language access, and provide community-centered feedback to the city departments on best practices in language access. LANSF is comprised of six community-based organizations: Arab Resource and Organizing Center, African Advocacy Network, Central American Resource Center, San Francisco, PODER, South of Market Community Action Network, and Chinese for Affirmative Action, LANSF's lead agency and fiscal agent. Last year, the Language Access Network worked with OSEA, the IRC, and city leadership to make improvements to San Francisco's Language Access Ordinance, and they continue to play a vital role in working to ensure that all San Franciscans have the information they need in their language. Congratulations to the Language Access Network of San Francisco. Accepting on their behalf is Annette Wong from CAA, Vanessa Baum and Sylvia Ramos from CARASEN, Munisa Vangera from AAN, Lara Kiswani from AROC, Angelica Cabante and Teresa Dulales from SOMCAN, and Sofia Bastida from PODER.
Good evening, and thank you to the San Francisco Immigrant Rights Commission and the Office of Civic Engagement and Immigrant Affairs for the incredible honor. My name is Annette Wong, and I'm the Managing Director of Programs from CAA. We already did the roll call, so I'm not going to do it again, but hats off to our land partners. We have been in solidarity together since 2012, and we've been supported by OSEA since then. And we also want to give a special shout-out to colleagues that we have worked with in the past closely, the Filipino Community Center and Mujeres Unidas y Activas. Every day, our organizations work to serve our communities in Filipino, Spanish, Arabic, French, Cantonese, Mandarin, and so many other languages. So we're proud to be here today to receive this award. Tonight's event is also a reminder of what's at stake in the moment and the values that we all continue to fight for every day. We're seeing the erosion of democracy and attacks on basic civil rights. The federal administration signed an executive order to make English the official language of the U.S. It's certainly one of many, but not the most egregious even, attacks on immigrants' communities. And these are intended to scare, to intimidate, and to exclude. Language access is not a luxury or a footnote in policy. It is a fundamental civil right. It is the bridge between the communities that we serve and services, safety, and dignity for all people. And in a city that calls itself a sanctuary, it must be a promise fulfilled. In these times, local government has an even greater responsibility to lead with vision and courage to uphold these civil rights, no matter what your primary language is, no matter what your status is. As mentioned earlier, last year, LAND worked alongside the Board of Supervisors to pass amendments to strengthen the Language Access Ordinance. It was a hard-fought victory, but the work doesn't end with passing a policy. We now must fight to fully fund and implement that policy. We know it's a difficult time with budget cuts and competing priorities, but passing a law is not enough. We must fund implementation. Language justice is racial justice, language justice is immigrant justice, and justice requires action. So this award is for all the community members who speak up even when you aren't heard the first time around. All the community members who understand that when you assert your language rights, you're asserting the language rights of thousands upon thousands of San Franciscans across the city that call San Francisco home. Your voice matters, and we are going to continue to fight alongside you to ensure that you are heard, respected, and understood. Thank you to the Commission and for everyone in this room who is fighting in the myriad of ways that this moment calls for.
Congratulations. Our final award of the evening is the Vera Hale Champion of Justice Award. This special award is named in memory of Immigrant Rights Commissioner Vera Hale, a lifelong advocate for immigrants, seniors, and underserved communities. This award is for an individual that has demonstrated courage and advocacy for justice and equality during turbulent times. We are proud to present this honor to San Francisco icon and legend, Juanita Moore. Juanita Moore has been a San Francisco queer icon for over 30 years as a performer, DJ, activist, convener. They co-founded the People's March and Rally in 2020 with drag king and activist Alex Yu in as an alternative to the official San Francisco Pride Parade. The rally is led by All Black, Brown, and Indigenous Committee. The impact of Juanita Moore's fundraising efforts is significant. They have raised more than $1 million for local LGBTQIA+ organizations. Many of those organizations directly with immigrants who come to San Francisco seeking refuge and a home to stay. Juanita Moore icon status is best seen in their community work. Since the election in 2024, They have been using their email newsletter to share local resources for immigrants and information on the San Francisco Rapid Response Network. Juanita Moore's talents lie in bringing the people together to fundraise, celebrate community, and demanding social change around San Francisco and beyond. Congratulations once again to our VioHell Champion of Justice, Juanita Moore.
Thank you to everyone that was honored tonight. It is very hard to come up here and do a speech after all those beautiful speeches. You are all incredible and do incredible work, and I am honored to be here with you tonight. Thank you, Commission, for nominating me and having me here. This award is special to me because when I look back at what Vera had done, it's very reminiscent to some of the things that I do. So taking care of our community is something I do daily. I want everyone to be safe. I want them to be themselves, and I want them to be visible. Vera did care deeply about her community and never stopped advocating for elders, for immigrants, and for housing for our elders. I started a housing group on Facebook, which now has over 15,000 members, and it's to connect people to have safe housing, whether it's a roommate or whether you're offering housing, and it is such a beautiful, beautiful program. So thank you very much for letting me be here tonight and speaking. It's a hard and heavy time to be celebrated, but I love you, and I appreciate you, and I see you, Vera, and I hear what you're saying. Thank you.
Give it up for all the honorees once more, please. As our program concludes, I want to again like to thank everybody for being here tonight. I know it's not easy. I also want to recognize some other folks who I didn't recognize earlier. Staff from Nancy Pelosi's office here, Rebecca Roberts, thanks for being here. I also want to mention that Sister Joaquin Torres provided certificates for the honorees as well. And with that, oh, and also we have commissioners here. If you belong to any other commission in the city, please stand up and wave. I know there's some folks from the Arts Commission here. Yes. Annie Rivera, thank you. Yes. And I know Supervisor Chen was here a little bit earlier, but I think she had to leave, so just mentioning her and thanking her for being here, for joining us for a bit. Together, let's continue to uplift each other's work and celebrate our accomplishments, our cultures, and diversity together. We'd like to invite everyone to stay after the closing performance of Raíces and Voces, performed by Coro Nueva Era, which will also be followed by a drag performance by Jacqueline Aguilar. Our reception will include light refreshments provided by Foodism and by Amapagua, a Thai noodle restaurant here in the city. We're also excited to have pieces from an art exhibition called Mass Sanctuaries, on loan from Acción Latina. It was curated by Rebecca Flores and Fatima Ramirez. If you didn't get a chance to take a look at it on the way in, please do during the reception. Thank you to our sponsors for the event tonight, Arts Collab, Alive and Free, and Bienestar Consulting. And special thanks to the Office of Mayor Daniel Lurie and the Office of City Administrator Carmen Chu for joining us tonight. We'd also like to take another moment and congratulate our winners and honorees of the night. Thank you very much for all the amazing work you do, not only for the people of San Francisco, but those in the Bay, in the state, and nationally. In the spirit of tonight's incredible celebration, I would like to introduce a powerful ensemble of domestic workers and day laborers from Nuevo Sol Day Labor and Domestic Worker Center in the Mission District, using music as a tool for healing and resistance. They will be performing selections from Raíces en Voces, Canciones de Lucha y Esperanza, Roots and Voices, Songs of Struggle and Hope. It's a musical project that uplifts the stories and voices of immigrant workers in the Bay Area. Under the artistic direction of Reina Maldonado, this choir carries a legacy of creativity, dignity, and collective power. They are joined today by musicians who have been involved in the creation of this project since earlier this year. Arturo Mendez is on the guitar, who's here today. And unfortunately, Alberto Rodriguez and Javier Tobalardini could not make it tonight. With their voices and instruments, they remind us we came to grow and to thrive. So please give a warm welcome to Coro Nueva Era.
Check, one, two. Check. Muy buenas tardes. Good evening, everybody. Have a small statement for tonight. Unfortunately, two of our guest musicians were too afraid to come today, terrorized, not because they had any issues with their documents, but because they are keenly aware that our skin color, that our accent, that our voice now defines us for persecution. And it's enraging to see that it is ICE who is disturbing the peace in our communities, breaking the law, and stepping all over the Constitution. Yet I am inspired by this artist, by these women, domestic workers, and day laborers. From Nuevo Sol, they have taught me to never give up, to keep my head high and fight for what is just and for what is fair. So we dedicate these songs to our brothers and our sisters who couldn't be here today. The first song is called La Caravana. And it was written in collaboration with domestic workers and day laborers since 2018 into the present. Is a testament of our stories and our hope, our dignity, and our will to be here, to do right work, to do inspiring work.
Away. pan, padres y madres, amigos y hermanos y los niños buscando felicidad. There goes fathers and mothers, friends and brothers and the children. I wanna go home if I can. I'm homesick and stranded, and this is what I demanded. We want to be together. That's not matter the weather. The world would be much better. Know what I'm saying? Get my memo like an email letter. This is what it seems. Accomplish the American dream. We strive to survive. Ambition and passion alive. Success is in our blood. Crossing the bridge and out of the mud. Al sueño inmigrante. Por necesidad vamos al norte a trabajar. Es mi tierra y vengo a luchar. Vine a progresar y a crecer. Despierta el ánimo de poder. Y siente esa canción. Sin parar en la acción. Vine a progresar y a crecer. Ahora es el momento de ver la fuerza de la gente. Como dice, la caravana está presente.
Mujeres trabajadoras haciendo cambio para nosotras, luchando juntas, uniendo fuerza, lo logramos. Estamos juntas, uniendo voces, uniendo fuerzas, mucho trabajo, limpiando casas, cuidando niños, cuidando échenle ganas, los empleadores están contentos con el trabajo que les hacemos. Madrugamos a luchar para la justicia ganar y dar voces a los trabajadores.
madrugamos a alcanzar para que se escuchen nuestras historias con mucho orgullo. A los senadores, legisladores, gobernadores, empleadores, trabajadores, trabajadores, trabajadores. A los senadores, legisladores, gobernadores, empleadores, trabajadores, trabajadores, trabajadores. Hogares limpios, trabajos justos, échenle ganas.
Thank you all very much for being here. In a few moments, we will have a drag performance by Jacqueline Aguilar, who will be performing some select Shakira songs. But I really want to make sure you all have some time to enjoy the reception. There'll be light refreshments in the back, like I mentioned earlier, so please do enjoy the drinks and the beverages and the food. But before we all disperse, please, the honorees, join me on stage so we can take a group photo. Thank you all very much, and happy Immigrant Heritage Month. Yes.
SFGov TV, San Francisco Government Television.